Well, hello, children, and adults, and adultish children, and childish adults, and welcome to another dramatic reading of children's literature with me, your host, Nick the Fart Bear. This wondrous installment of our nearly weekly show, if I could get on a schedule, is My Bedtime Monster by Margaret Salter, presented by your narrator, Nick the Forge Bear. Read along with me, children, in your storybook. My Bedtime Monster. The darkness once made me feel shy. I'd hide under blankets and cry. But now it's okay, the dark, it can stay, and here is a story of why. I wonder if it involves a rabbit that is like unto Liam Neeson. Are you scared of the dark places too? Do your knees turn straight into goo? To the gloom under stairs and the hallways with chairs, I'd whisper, "Begone, monsters, shoo!" Usually I tell them to back away, because I am protected by Cookie Monster and the Grimace, who in and of himself is a frightened bastard. All right. One night I lay in my bed with dark worries all through my head. I heard a sad sound as I lay spellbound with shivers of terrible dread. I readied myself for a fight, and shaking I turned on the light. It was furry and small, not scary at all. A monster was crying in fright. I asked him, "Why do you cry?" It gulped down its tears with a sigh. It hiccuped and moaned, and then curled up and groaned. So I said, "Can you just tell me why?" I have to give him a voice, I think.
"I have no friends that I know, and I have nowhere I can go. The sun hurts my eyes, so I flee at sunrise, and I hide so that no part will show.
If I turn off the light for you now, will you jump up and eat me somehow?"
"Oh, no. Are you mad? I eat dreams that are bad. The nightmares are tasty night chow."
I soon felt no fear and no dread.
"Would you like to come up on my bed?"
"You're holding a blade. What a mess I have made. I'm scared you will hurt me instead."
He shook in the underbed gloom. I turned off the light in my room. I climbed into bed and waited instead.
"You're safe, and I won't be your doom."
He sniffled again once or twice, then scampered up just like small mice. With my pillow made shade, in the corner he stayed.
"This shadow is cozy and nice."
"The darkness makes me feel afraid, but with you I think that will fade. If you can be fearless without being cheerless, I'm determined to not be dismayed."
"That's how I feel in the night. The sun, it makes things too bright. So if it's okay, I'll hide in the day and only come out late at night."
My eyelids grew heavy somehow.
"I think that it's time for sleep now."
I counted some sheep and soon fell asleep with not one bad thought on my brow. Time passed, and when sun rose, it lit up my room and my nose. my small friend had gone from the new light of dawn. I felt good from my head to my toes. Now in the dark and the shade, I no longer feel so afraid. I'm not even scared, and I'm much more prepared. I just think of the friend that I made. Why, what a wholesome and delightful children's story. Thank you, Margaret, for yet another delightful piece of children's literature. I have been your narrator, Nick the Forge Bear, saying once more, good night.